KatieHawley.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We have a heat advisory that remains in effect. Otherwise, throughout the rest of this Friday, sunny and hot. We'll see temperatures at 97. We'll see heat values as high as in the lower 100s. Winds will be out of the southeast between 5 and 15. Tonight, we'll continue the slight chance of showers and thunderstorms at 72 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 74.
Celebrating more than a half century of service to the community, Dezeen Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture of Washington, featuring a large selection of in-stock carpet, vinyl, luxury vinyl, laminate, and ceramic, residential and commercial. For quality and prices, it pays to check with Dezeen's before you buy. Celebrating 53 years in business, Dezeen Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture on the Square in Washington. Find them online at DezeenFloors.com.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. A $3.5 million gift from a University of Kansas alumna and her late husband will be split evenly between the university's law school and Kansas Athletics. The gift is from Nancy Winter and Wint Winter Sr. Wint Winter Sr. is a Lawrence native who played football for Kansas and completed an undergraduate degree in business in 1952. Nancy Winter studied theater at KU. Kansas will start giving away nicotine gum, lozenges, and patches next week to help smokers drop the habit. This effort will start June 20th and last until July 1st or while supplies last. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is distributing the nicotine replacement patches. To participate, smokers can call the state's tobacco quit line. They must also enroll with a trained coach who will help them quit using tobacco. I'm Stephanie Austin.
This weekend at Kohl's, there's still time to save on great gifts for Dad, like a new dress shirt or tie, only $19.99. Give him a watch gift set for only $27.99. And save 50 to 60% on a performance golf shirt. And no matter how you pay, take an extra 20% off these already great sale prices. Everyone gets Kohl's cash, too. Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid June 16th through 19th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Don't just kickstart your summer, kickstart your garden with a bag of Miracle-Gro garden soil. Right now, three for just $10 at the Home Depot. Specially formulated for more beautiful plants and more bountiful gardens all summer, guaranteed. Ready, set, bloom. Miracle-Gro garden soil. Right now, three bags for just $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on 3/4 cubic foot bag while supplies last.
Kansas health officials say three lakes in the state are under health warnings because of high levels of toxic blue-green algae blooms. In a news release, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment said the lakes under the warning are not closed, but contact with the water can cause serious illness and should be avoided. The high levels of blue-green algae have been found in Cheney Lake in Kingman, Reno, and Sedgwick counties, Marion Reservoir, not Marion County Lake, in Marion County, and Sebelius Reservoir in Norton County. Boating and fishing are fine, but direct contact with the water by humans, pets, or livestock should be avoided. A new tribute to fallen soldiers is being honored at a war memorial in Topeka. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the statue titled Homage will be dedicated tomorrow morning at the Gage Park War Memorial. The statue depicts a soldier paying respect to a fallen comrade next to his rifle, helmet, and boots on the ground. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. The public campground at Lake Cunningham near Omaha's airport has been closed after testing shows traces of E. coli in the well water. The campground was closed yesterday after a water sample tested Wednesday showed the presence of E. coli. Officials say the state will treat the water before the campground can reopen. The Omaha Public Power District has voted to shutter the nation's smallest nuclear power plant in Fort Calhoun. The power utility said in a written statement following the vote Thursday that the board decided it was in the best financial interest of the utility and for its customers to close Fort Calhoun Nuclear Station by the end of this year. The utility says the closure is expected to keep the general rate from increasing through 2021. For the Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Technology's supposed to be easy, but what happens when you have printer problems, home network issues, or you get a virus? Check out Blue Valley Telecommunications' new solution, Blue Pro. With our support package, you have access to 24/7 technical support for all your connected electronics. Plus, you get antivirus and anti-theft protection, password keepers, and parental controls. All the technology help you need to make your life easy for only $14.99. For more information, call us today at 877-876-1228.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Activities upcoming include the annual Homestead Day celebration in Beatrice.
All right. We have several events going on for Homestead Days, and I think the most notable would be Thursday, June 16th, 5 to 8 p.m. downtown, the third Thursday event. We actually have some of the athletic department from UNL coming down. That includes Sean Eichhorst, Mike Riley, and John Cook. They will be there to meet and greet from 5:30 to 6:30. We'll also have the racers of the Beatrice Speedway down there, so you can meet and greet them. And that whole event is going on from 5 to 8 on Thursday evening. On Friday, we have $5 admission into Beatrice Speedway races, and after, we will have a fireworks display, which is always really, it's really well-received. It's a really great fireworks show. On Saturday, bright and early, we start 7:30 a.m., and that's Chautauqua Park for the 5K, 10K, and 1 mile fun run race. And that goes from Chautauqua Park, and it ends over by Riverside. The Homestead Days Parade, which will be a big one this year, starts at 10 a.m. on Court Street. It starts from 19th and goes down to 2nd Street. There will be plenty of fun and entries and all kinds of different businesses coming out to be part of that event. Then at noon, over at Charles Park, we'll have a bunch of park activities, including an inflatable bounce house, a human maze, a foam party, stage entertainment, food and craft vendors, lots of stuff going on there at Charles Park from noon to 6 p.m. At 1 p.m., we have a Fishing is Fun Kids Fishing Clinic, and that's at Rockford State Recreation Area. We also have a couple events going on over at Chautauqua Park, including horseshoe tournament and a swap meet. Then at 3 o'clock starts the Main Street Rib Fest Festival, and that's at the Security First Bank parking lot. So you can come on down, get some ribs and barbecue, and hang out there. It'll go on till 11, but I would encourage you to head back over to Charles Park at 9 o'clock, because that is when we have a costume contest starting, and that is for our outdoor movie, Star Wars The Force Awakens. So we'll have some characters showing up there. Darth Vader might make an appearance. On Sunday, we have a couple more events going on, including park activities again, the inflatables, the human maze, the foam party at Charles Park. We'll have stage acts. We have a car show starting at noon, and that'll end at 4 p.m. And then we kind of end the day with a live drawing for our raffle prizes, and that's at 3:30 p.m. at Charles Park.
Also upcoming this weekend, the annual Frankfort Summerfest.
Summerfest is starting on Friday night. We're going to have a cruise night. Some ladies that had done the White Way Run came up with the idea to do a cruise Main Street like they had several years ago, and we're going to do that from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on Main Street in Frankfort. And then on Saturday morning, June 18th, the FCCLA is sponsoring a car show, which begins at the park registration. And they are also doing a 5K run starting at 7:30. So there's plenty of early morning activities along with the Frankfort Farmers Market, which will be downtown beginning at 8. And at 11, the parade, which is sponsored by the Frankfort Janes, will start. Registering is done at the Frankfort Community Care Home, and you can start registering at 10 o'clock that morning. The theme for the parade this year is Frankfort Nation. And following the parade, there will be several activities in the park. There'll be face painting for kids and other activities. Several vendors, parents as teachers, will have a discovery play area for children. The Boy Scouts are sponsoring a cake walk. And in the afternoon, the Frankfort Fire Department will be doing fire hose water fights. Hopefully people can come cool off. It's going to be hot. The VFW is doing their annual lunch hamburgers from 11 to 1 at the park. Beta Epsilon is sponsoring bingo, and it does have a money payback, and that begins after lunch. 4-H will have brownies and ice cream. There will be inflatables and other games sponsored by Little Apple Amusements, and there will also be a Coupe tournament that the United Methodist Church is putting on, and Smith's Blitz will be on the stage from 2 to 5 there in the park for some live music. And the pedal tractor pull, which we do every year. I think the kids look forward to that. That starts at 3:30 there at the tennis courts. And the Rotary is doing their barbecue pork chops 5 to 7 at the park. And we're hoping to have our hot air balloon back in the evening. We're hoping for no wind. They do a glow balloon show, even if they can't go up because of the wind. And then to top off the day, Second Street is sponsoring Tim Strothman Band from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. there at Second Street. So we have a lot of great activities planned for the day.
The complete agenda for those events posted on our website at KNDYRadio.com. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menus today, Ritz chicken, rice, pilaf, wheat bread, California blend, apricots, and a cookie. On Monday's menu, hamburger, beans, mandarin orange salad. KNDY News time is 7:17.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, the main concern all across the central parts of the plains is the heat we will be dealing with. Very, very warm temperatures up into the upper 90s and 100s with heat values as high as 109. So definitely take precaution if you are going outside as we head through today and into the weekend. Make sure you limit your sunlight as well as stay hydrated. And basically, if you're doing any strenuous activities, try to do those either in the early mornings or late evenings. It looks like we'll continue with heat all the way, like I said, through the weekend, even into the early parts of next week. So looking at the forecast, it looks like we have a heat advisory that remains in effect. So throughout the rest of the day, we do have a heat advisory that remains in effect. Otherwise, sunny skies and hot, high near 97. We'll see heat values as high as in the lower 100s. Tonight, we'll continue the chance of storms, low near 72, and tomorrow sunny at 94. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-June, 85. Record high on this date, 103 in 1946. The average low, 64. The record low, 49 in 1942. Sunset this evening, 8:51. Sunrise in the morning at 5:56. Already 77 degrees this morning with sunny skies, light winds. Barometer 29.92 inches. Relative humidity way up there at 87%. That's check on the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 17th of June. KNDY News time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
BJ all the way in Game 6, a U.S. win at the Copa, hoping for clear skies in Oakmont. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. It was phenomenal. The Cavaliers clawed their way back to even the NBA Finals behind their leader, who took it to the Warriors with a virtual punch to the mouth.
Irving works on Green, hits LeBron. Oh, LeBron! Precisely the start the Cavaliers were looking for. How come the Cavaliers' long lead pass to Smith? He'll dump back to LeBron. Oh, LeBron punches home the alley-oop.
On WTAM, Cavaliers 115, Warriors 101. LeBron James scored 41. After the game, he spoke to Craig Sager, who was on the sidelines for his first NBA Finals.
Congratulations. Great performance.
I'm happy I was able to witness this in front of these fans. We really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot for entertaining me.
Sager is battling cancer. Steph Curry fouled out and then ejected after throwing his mouthpiece. Warriors coach Steve Kerr.
He's the MVP of the league. He gets six fouls called on him. Three of them were absolutely ridiculous.
The NBA championship will be decided Sunday night in Oakland. At Copa America, huge win for the U.S. defeating Ecuador 2-1 to advance to Tuesday's semifinals. Rain delays highlighted the first round of the U.S. Open at Oakmont outside Pittsburgh. Just nine players finished the first round, and 78 players didn't even tee off, so they'll get an early start this morning. Baseball Rangers starter Colby Lewis lost his perfect game in the eighth with a walk, but had a no-hitter in the ninth.
A swing and a high fly ball to deep right field. Mazzara going back. He's on the track. He's at the wall, and he drops the ball. Into second base goes Muncy, and the end of the no-hitter.
On KRLD, the Rangers won, though, 5-1 over the Athletics. The Brewers getting a lift in the ninth from JV.
Hit well. Back Peterson at the track. It's gone! Jonathan Villar does it again.
On WTMJ, that was in the top of the ninth, good enough for a Brew Crew 8-6 victory over the Dodgers in Los Angeles. Mets third baseman David Wright had surgery to repair a herniated disc in his neck. Mets skipper Terry Collins.
You feel bad for a guy who's as good as he is that have to go through what he's gone through.
David Wright could be done for the season. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. On Thursday, Nebraska Congressman Adrian Smith offered an amendment to House Resolution 5293, that is the Department of Defense Appropriation Act of 2017. He did it to ensure meat remains a dietary option for U.S. troops by prohibiting the department from excluding meat from its food service program manual. The amendment and the resolution both passed the House. The U.S. Coast Guard Academy has cut meat consumption among cadets by 10% over the last 3 years, drawing concern about an expansion of anti-meat efforts throughout the armed forces. Winter wheat picking up notably in recent days amid drier weather, that according to harvest reports coming daily from Kansas Wheat. Reports say the drier field conditions of late improved moisture levels of the crop, speeding along the harvest. Some rain in the near-term forecast for late in the week, though. Yields remaining impressive as many say harvest is progressing northward with fairly regular reports of test weights topping 60 pounds. And a new study shows U.S. meat and poultry industry accounting for $1.02 trillion in total economic output. That's about 5.6% of the gross domestic product. The analysis was commissioned by the North American Meat Institute. It found meat and poultry industry responsible for 5.4 million jobs, $257 billion in wages. The report says that not only does the meat and poultry industry create jobs, it generates sizable tax revenues in two forms. The traditional direct tax is paid by firms and their employees, providing over $108.4 billion in revenues to the federal, state, and local government. In addition, the meat and poultry consumption generates $3.2 billion in state sales tax. The analysis featured on the MeatFuelsAmerica.com website can be broken down by state or congressional district. With this Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, here we are just past the middle of June, and after being delayed for several days, wheat harvest is finally getting underway in the Texas Panhandle. Tracy and Jim Zirian are custom harvesters that are working in that area. They finally got started on a full day Thursday, yesterday.
It was kind of a frustrating week, though, Craig, because we would get geared up. We thought we were going to get to go, and we're all excited, and we could grab our water jugs, and we get out there, and the moisture was 15%.
Wow.
And so we'd wait and go to 14%. And then we finally got started on Sunday afternoon, and we cut two afternoons, and then it rained. So we had a two-day break again, and now we're back at it.
Tracy says in the area they are working, the yields are maybe a little disappointing.
What we've been working on has been staying right consistently at about 32 to 35 bushel per acre.
Uh-huh.
And the quality is really good. It's 62 pounds, and Jim said the protein is somewhere in that 11-12% just about all the time. So, you know, consistently, it seems like it's pretty decent wheat. It's just that we weren't able to get started because the stupid moisture just wouldn't go down. It got hailed on, I guess, maybe a month or so ago. It got a pretty nasty storm came through, and it could have been a lot worse considering what I've heard in some of the other areas around here. So I think we're doing okay with it, our 32 to 35 right now.
Tracy Zirian and the Z Crew Custom Harvest Team finally at work full time with wheat harvest in the eastern part of the Texas Panhandle. Thank you, Tracy, for that update. Harvest update, ag news from Mid-America Ag Network.
The 2016 wheat harvest is upon us, and once again, family members, neighbors, and communities unite to help bring in the golden grains that feed a hungry world. About half of Kansas's harvest feeds people in the United States, and the other half is exported around the globe to countries like Japan, Nigeria, Brazil, Mexico, and Taiwan. Kansas wheat, it's healthy, wholesome, and homegrown. Visit us online at kansaswheat.org.
Do you look forward to replacing broken, worn-out parts in the middle of harvest, in the middle of the field, sometimes in the middle of the night? Why take that chance? Relieve stress and headaches by replacing your parts with Ag Parts from Abilene Machine. Abilene Machine is well-stocked with a full line of high-quality, recycled, remanufactured, and new ag replacement parts. Don't delay. Get ready for harvest so you keep on schedule. Call 1-800-255-0337 or visit AbileneMachine.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture, of course. On a recent tour of the JFK Memorial and Library in Boston, I found something about Farming America that I think you'll find interesting after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. It's a great gift for Father's Day. Max's book is available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon.com, but you can get a special price by going to MaxArmstrongBook.com. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com. The farmer in your life will love this book. And you can also find a copy of Orion Samuelson's book, You Can't Dream Big Enough. So for Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong or You Can't Dream Big Enough by Orion Samuelson, you can find them both at MaxArmstrongBook.com. Get one or both for Dad today.
If you get to Boston and you have the time, I highly recommend that you take a tour of the JFK Presidential Library and Museum. It's a fabulous, even all these years later, it's been open for many years, but it's still a fabulous piece of architecture. It sits on the edge of the University of Massachusetts campus and overlooks the sea that Mr. Kennedy loved, as well as the city that launched him into greatness. While walking through the library looking at the many fascinating exhibits, I came across a framed grain sack hanging on the wall. And on it was printed, "Sorghum, furnished by the people of the United States of America, not to be sold or exchanged, weight net 100 pounds, 45.36 kilos. And then it had a contract number and some other numbers underneath that. Well, a framed sorghum sack was the last thing I had expected to see at the JFK Presidential Library. Right next to it was an explanation. Under the title, Food for Peace, was printed the following. America, a land of plenty, has long provided relief to countries cursed by malnutrition and starvation. When Kennedy took office, the programs for the distribution of surplus American food and other aid were bogged down in bureaucratic inefficiency. Kennedy singled out the food program and brought it into the executive office of the president. Under the direction of George McGovern from the farming state of South Dakota, Food for Peace sent food at the rate of $1.5 billion a year to Egypt, Algeria, Kenya, India, and other countries in need. In addition to averting starvation, the shipments helped to promote development. The program also built goodwill and eased the costs and other problems induced by America's agricultural productivity. And that is the explanation of why there is a framed sorghum sack in the JFK Library. Speaking of JFK, my friend Orion Samuelson often talks and has written about how he met Mr. Kennedy. He was the farm director at a radio and TV station in Green Bay, and Senator Kennedy came to town to campaign and hold a news conference. He asked a couple of agriculture-related questions of the senator, and after the news conference, a man in a suit came up to Orion and turned out to be one of JFK's aides and asked, "Do you have a few minutes?" So Orion found himself sitting in a bar at the Northland Hotel in Green Bay, having a drink with Senator Kennedy, and Talking Agriculture. That story and many others are in Orion's autobiography, You Can't Dream Big Enough. Back after this.
If your roof got hit hard, they've got guys ready. Call Parrick Construction. Storm damage? Need a roof, guttering, or windows? Call Parrick Construction at 785-406-0269. Or stop by Hometown Lumber for more information about Parrick Construction. They're ready to help you with a roll-off dumpster ready for rent. Contact Parrick Construction today.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Summer setting in early. Officially doesn't begin yet for a couple days, but topping the century mark today with high humidity levels. Heat index will be way out there. 77 with sunny skies this morning in Marysville.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. Victor Martinez matched a career best with three home runs, and the Tigers pounded six as a team, and Detroit sailed to a 10-4 victory over the Kansas City Royals last night to open their four-game series. Martinez hit a pair of solo shots before James McCann homered off the Royals reliever Luke Hocovar, leading off the seventh to knot the game at 4-4. Cabrera followed moments later with a two-run shot that gave the Tigers their first lead of the game. Detroit added three more runs in the eighth before Martinez hit his third homer in the ninth. The veteran designated hitter's other three-run homer game came on July 16, 2004 at Seattle. Justin Verlander allowed four runs on eight hits over seven innings, continuing his mastery of the Royals at Kauffman Stadium. I'm Stephanie Austin.
You've heard it before, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer. Yes, farmers are married to the land. At Mid-America Ag Network, we know how important harvest time is, and we're in the field with you. We're committed to providing the best harvest coverage in the country. From Texas to the Dakotas, we're on the air to update you on the harvest. Summer Harvest Reports, brought to you by U.S. Custom Harvesters, Abilene Machine, the Kansas Wheat Commission, Midwest Ford Dealers, Wells Fargo, banking wherever life takes you. Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on agriculture.
Isn't it great that a food you crave can be so good for you as well? Beef is easy to love because it tastes so great, but it's also a naturally nutrient-rich source of 10 essential nutrients. The protein in beef helps strengthen and sustain your body. Evidence shows that protein plays an important role in maintaining healthy body weight, building muscle, and fueling physical activity. This beef message brought to you by Capel Sales, your cattle feeding equipment professionals, specializing in vertical mixtures and feedlot delivery boxes, as well as the entire Premier Forage Equipment line. In Dodge City, call for more information at 866-6 497778.
The Cavs came through again. In the NBA Finals, LeBron James had his second straight 41-point game, and the Cleveland Cavaliers won their second straight must-win game, beating Golden State 115-101 to force a decisive Game 7 Sunday night in Oakland. No team has come back from a 3-1 deficit to win an NBA championship series, but the Cavs are going to give it their best shot. Afterward, James said of the 3-1 comeback jinx, "Records are made to be broken." James also grabbed 8 rebounds and dished out 11 assists. Kyrie Irving added 23 points as the Cavaliers led by as many as 24. Steph Curry had 30 to lead the Warriors before getting ejected with 4 and 22 seconds left. It's the first ejection in the NBA MVP's career. The Baltimore Orioles regained a one-game lead in the American League East race by beating Boston 5-1, and the NL East leading Washington opened a 10-game road trip by beating San Diego 8-5. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Marysville Legion baseball team participating in a tournament this weekend at Clay Center.
Move your
your motor to the Washington Speedway this Saturday, where the hot lap start at 6:30 and racing starts at 7. We're racing the Winged Outlaws and Wingless MSL class. The Washington Speedway this Saturday night, where it's a blast to go this fast.